Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We never get tired of giving out cash.
Cash.
So get out your phones right now.
A deer. A female deer.
Yeast.
It's rising like the sun.
All right. Me. Texas.
All right. Come
get
on.
Your phones out. Text 508-577-1000. Today's word is save. S-A-V-E. Text the word save to 508-777-1000 for your chance to win $1,000 given away tomorrow in the IBA Cash Blitz giveaway.
Nice.
By the way, programming note.
Yes.
Rudy. Doing work again tomorrow. Not front. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We are going to have the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats.
Oh, wow.
On
Rudy again.
Rudy. 8 o'clock.
Rudy.
His name is Dave Enit.
Is Rudy in the lead for, to win an award? There has to be an award, right? There has to be some sort of producer of the year award.
I will say no producer's ever gotten the guests of the caliber that that Rudy's gotten for the
show. Say that again.
Ever. No producer in the history of Early Break, the stool, has ever had, ever got the guests that Rudy consistently gets. So that's a huge coup for you.
People love
Rudy.
Listening to what the other side has to say.
Yes, they do.
Oh, and we're on an incredible run thanks to Rudy. Because guests we've had have been magnificent.
Think about what we had. Bill Simon, the Huge from the Michigan show.
Huge is hilarious. Thinking we're betting with farmers. They're the bookies and you get pies. You go out to the
fun.
Farm and
get funny.
Pies. That was so hilarious. We tried to get him back on for Michigan State.
We might try so Friday, since might as well, since we have no. We don't have
maybe,
Friday
maybe, maybe get Huge back on.
We had Mo Egger was phenomenal from Cincinnati.
He
the
was
first
really
game.
Good.
Mo, well, no, to my knowledge, no one's going to the game. I've not talked to anyone who's going to the game. So if you see anyone, tell them hello.
We had the Akron voice on. He was funny as
he
well.
David Skosin. He travels by himself. He has to say, he goes, I don't see anything because I have to set everything up in the booth by myself. There's no one helping me.
Enjoyed Ryan Burns last week from Minnesota.
Oh, he was
great.
So good.
Burns was ridiculous.
Yes.
And
great
I'm probably forgetting somebody else.
We get the play-by-play. I want you know what the one thing we got to talk to him about? I want to ask him what it's like to watch a game or doing a play-by-play looking out at Lake Michigan.
Mesmerizing. I would get captivated,
that's what threw me the most last night watching some Purdue film was just, I mean, they're right on the water.
They are. And it's a little stadium.
And that's got to get really brisk for winter.
It's a little makeshift stadium.
Yes.
It is.
Wow.
It is. So, Dave Enit tomorrow, a Northwestern play-by-play voice at around 8:05 on the station. Thank you, Rudy, for getting that.
Good job, Rudy.
Saw this from Tom Fornelli before he get,
what is this?
Yeah, this is.
What is Fornelli?
Fornelli.
What's Fornelli's deal?
He just really is annoyed. He's annoyed by Dylan Raiola. He said all year long. He did his Big Ten write-up. And he writes, the only quarterback that's been sacked more often than Raiola this year is Auburn's Jackson Arnold with 27 sacks. 26 for Raiola, 27 for Jackson Arnold.
Jeez, 27
at Auburn? He says, I place a lot of the blame for this on Raiola's shoulders. He has a pressure-to-sack ratio of 2.81. For those who aren't clear, that means how many times is the quarterback pressured for every sack he takes. Among the 116 qualified quarterbacks, Raiola is last at 116th in terms of the sack pressure to sack ratio.
I don't know. This is a feel thing. I get wary. Hold on. I get wary of stats like that. Fornelli, how much does he watch?
He watches a lot. He watches a lot of North. One more on this. He said, I've been critical of Raiola on my podcast this year. I do not think he's a fundamentally sound player, and it annoys me because from a talent perspective, there aren't many in the country with his arm talent. He has great arm strength and tremendous accuracy. He can make every throw in the book, and he can do so in different ways, but he gets sloppy in his footwork, and it leads to misses that shouldn't happen far too often.
I think it's more complicated. I mean, I just watch the pocket collapse all the time. And I sit with guys who say he holds the ball too long. We butt heads up in a press box. I say, okay, holding the ball too long. There's the pocket is collapsing all around him. He can't even get his arm up sometimes.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I know, it's not a popular take.
He can't get his arm up. I can't even imagine you saying that in the press box. He can't even get his arm up.
It's ridiculous sometimes. And then they're saying, like, you got to throw it down. There's nobody open. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it.
How about this?
Jake, I know you disagree with
me.
Well,
I got one more paragraph. Yeah. Okay. He says, this is from Tom Fernelli. He watches the press.
It's fine. You can disagree. I don't care.
He says, more often, instead of stepping up in the pocket to escape pressure, he moves backwards or tries to roll to his right or left to buy more time.
He does that.
Only ends up running into the waiting arms of a defender.
That's what the guys around me are saying, too. Now, he tries to make plays. That's what he's trying to do because they don't run enough. I just think... Where I come down on it is even if Fornelli's right about some of this stuff, which he probably is, I'm going to defend the quarterback because it's all on his shoulders.
Oh, the level on the quarterback and on the coordinator, it's a lot.
Oh,
I mean, the
God.
Level of difficulty. Now, I would say when you have numbers like that, and like I've always said, around game 8, they start to become real. So when he has numbers out of 116, whatever this metrics is, because you talk about it all the time, Steve. You'd be like going, hey, actually, the O-line didn't grade out that bad. Their PFF was not that bad.
It wasn't that bad the other day.
So my point of it is, it's like, okay, when you have numbers like this, so why did he write it? I'm not sure why he wrote it, but you have to. You can't really push back on him when the
not
number.
Not all of it.
Not when it's 116 out of 116. Yeah.
Not all
because
of
every,
it.
You know what every one of those other quarterbacks have? The same situation. They have a lot of situations.
Yeah. I don't think the – I just think it's low-hanging fruit to hang it on the quarterback is what I think. Just to all hang it all on him. I think it is a receiver issue. I don't think they run it enough and with enough conviction. That can hold off pass rush. And the line is not playing well.
And the story was written.
What?
The story was written for one reason.
After this, I'll read one more thing.
The story was written for one reason is because it's at Nebraska.
Stop it.
If Purdue was 116, he's not writing an article.
No,
he wrote an article because 116 was Nebraska.
Yeah, yep.
and that's going to get people to read. People read that.
You're right. I tire of this because of Adrian. I go back to Adrian Martinez, who got all the blame. Then it sort of, I think we over time realized he didn't have nearly enough around him, but he would always get all the blame. I mean, Jake used to. Almost getting fist fights.
Jake,
over
you have something over there.
Yeah, this is the final short little stanza from Tom Fernelli. It wasn't quite done.
Short little stanza.
I love stanza.
This is his recap. He says, until Raiola starts understanding that boring plays can be more effective than spectacular ones, Nebraska will have a tough time winning consistently in the Big Ten Conference. Tom Fernelli and Dylan Raiola.
Coach Fornelli, we appreciate it.
He writes about the conference. He watches a lot of Big Ten football. He's been critical all year of Dylan
Raiola. He does watch a lot of football, Steve. We have to kind of give him. I think he does watch a lot. Yeah. How much he wants?
I think he gets
He's
in
a quad
the
box
stats.
Guy. He's a quad box, and then just
stats. He's quad box
stats.
Well, that's why I went back on the Northwestern because really right now the only thing you have the two things that are what's the most credible is really one thing. They're 5-2. And the next part of that, 5 wins. I don't know because when you watch them, it's kind of like okay,
they're 3-1 in the league.
I like how they play. I like some things about it. But when you watch it, you will not walk out of that thing going, well, if you see you lost the game, how do you win that game? How do you match up with that? You know, no, it's not even remotely close. Like, how do you win that game? Well, it's not like, well, they got a $40 million roster.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They're well coached.
Trust me, their money is way less than Nebraska's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say it's 80-20. Carson, chime
thank
in.
Thank you to Tom Fornelli. Always yeah, appreciate thank you his, to Fornelli. His insight every week
thanks,
on Big
Tom.
Ten football.
So you
thanks,
butt
sports.
So you butt heads up there, huh?
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Me, yeah. Me, Robin, and Sean do on this topic.
They got to go round and round.
I have to bite my tongue a lot. Sometimes I don't, though.
So it's
basically you don't.
When have you bitten your tongue?
I bite it sometimes.
I don't know. Not in here. Yeah, there's no biting.
I have to bite it.
Gotcha.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.